Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
And I want to say that that is what we will have in the end time.
The shepherd will lay us down in green pastures.
Yes. And he will provide everything. It was minimum.
It wasn't lavish.
We didn't have, we had two sandwiches. And nothing else, really, except what you got.
No, and we didn't know if we were going to be there for 3 days.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't know if we could get out at all. In my room, I asked for another blanket. They brought me the last one. So I had a blanket, and I was completely comfortable. But let me tell you why. That was what God did. We were in his will. The crisis of the end time is going to be, are you in the center of God's will? Are you where he wants you to be? We were not at home. We would have been fine at home. We have generators. Both of us have generators in our house, and we have plenty of food on hand.
Yeah, because our mountains got, hit as well. They had all day long 12 inches here.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But we were in the middle of God's will, even though we were in the worst of the storm. And that's where the safety is. The thing to think about, the thing to pursue, is God's will. Because in his will, every protection, every provision, miraculous. Jennifer's often saying, miracles happen every day. And they do if you're in his will. And the man that took you to the grocery store, that didn't happen by accident. That was God. And I'm sure it didn't happen to others because they closed up after you and because they didn't have any more food.
Yeah, we were very fortunate.
Yeah. And
but even if we didn't have that guy taking me to the store and getting a couple of things, it still would have been fine. Everything would have been fine.
We were overprovided for, really. Yeah.
I mean, it would have been eating apple and orange and coffee, but I mean, I wouldn't have starved.
Right, right. And could have fasted and not eaten anything, but it was for us an amazing example of in a crisis, God is going to take care of his children so long as they're in the center of his will. And we were there to work. We were led by him to do that, and there was fruit from it, and I was able to do a great deal of prayer and study about the bride and read what I've already written about it. And so we were there for his glory, and he just completely provided for us and protected us from ourselves. We didn't really know what we were going to get into on that drive. We just started out, and he stopped us even though we were going the wrong way and didn't know it. So we got advice from people, all kind of advice from people, and we went in the opposite direction, and we got home very well, although there were many accidents.
Yeah, we went through South Carolina to go to Georgia.
Yeah. So here's all these warnings. And my job and your job is one thing. To pray for his will, to take over, control us, and keep us as his little dumb sheep. And he will do it. I am confident he will do it. That's a picture of being in the middle of his will. He intervened in a way that was completely provided for and without stress or really any strain or any loss or any discomfort. So he is the fortress, and wherever you go, you're inside that fortress. So it's to develop from this point on, it's to develop and keep praying for his will. Equally as we are warned and we are given specific descriptions of the people and the times, the New Testament also gives us the absolute victory. The absolute safety of being in the Lord's hands. So equally as we know what's coming that's dark, we know the provision for the sons of God.
Who is the light?
Who is the light? And the Holy Spirit is the key. Surrender to the Holy Spirit is the key. Obey the nudgings of the Lord. And I prayed that prayer, Lord, let your people be in the right place at the right time. And now I know to pray for God's people to be in God's will. That's what happened to us. We were at the right place at the right time. And those three men and three trucks came to help us. And they would not leave until we were out of that dilemma. And just as you say, your car was not harmed. And I must tell you that in the preparation for the bride, this is what I wanted to say. The entire Bible is about the bride. It's the story of the bride and how to be prepared as the bride. All the secrets of that are given fully in the scripture. It just takes a revelation to see it. But I've just realized the whole Bible is about the bride in one way or another, hidden and meaningful. And much of the preparation for the bride is going to be some discipline and some stripping. And the cross, that's how the bride gets ready. So I'll give that away right now. So if that comes into your life, accept it in the Lord and seek to know what he's after in you, that he's going to bring the bride without spot or wrinkle, and he can do it. But we have to give ourselves to the Lord and recognize that whatever comes, and I'm saying it to most people I'm talking to, oh, you're just in the preparation for the bride. You're being chastened and cleansed and ironed and made spotless. That makes it acceptable to be disciplined, because it's for an eternal purpose. It's for the most wonderful reason, so that in the end, nothing we go through will have any meaning compared to the glory of the Lord. Well, I'm going to end with the prayer of 1 Thessalonians 5 that has been we've been reading. It says, may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. Mm. And that's the prayer I bequeath to you, and I'll be praying. And then the last word is, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. There's such power in that I don't even understand.
So as we enter this season, we're going to be writing some more, and Martha's going to be, you know, continuing to develop the message for the Bride is Ready, you know, the book, as well as the conference. I don't know if we're going to be doing a spring conference. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a spring conference and a spring book?
And the book was ready.
So if you would be willing to stand with us and pray for a possible spring conference and a new book on The Bride is Ready and making yourself ready as the Bride of Christ, we'd love it. We'd love your prayers and support and encouragement, and thank you for responding to the call and saying, hey, did you want us to do a book about the bride? And so, I mean, it's just so vitally important, and it feels very much like it fits right along with Altogether Forgiven. It feels very natural as a progression. So anyway, we're looking forward to that, and we'll keep you up to date. We'll do videos and keep you up to date on what's going on.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.